People living along the Mississippi River in Missouri are bracing for more rain as they continue to try to clean up from floods in the region. NPR's Carrie Kahn just returned from there. She met plenty of people trying to beat back the muddy waters with some limited success. She filed this reporter's notebook.
I arrived in Des Moines during a well-needed respite from the rains. It's surprising what a few dry days can do to lift spirits, especially in towns where levees and flood walls held their ground.
Don't think I would want to live anyplace else.
John Hark lives in Hannibal, Missouri, where a 34-foot concrete wall was holding back the mighty Mississippi.
Thought about it many times and so forth, but it's just awful hard to get away from this. This is Mark Twain's hometown, and this is my hometown.
Hannibal lost its marina and riverfront park to the river, but safe and dry behind the huge levee is the town's historic district, including the Mark Twain Museum. In the gift shop, you can buy bookmarks embossed with witty Twainisms. My favorite was about optimists, who Twain described as a person who travels on nothing, from nowhere to happiness. Hannibal was full of hopeful residents, especially John Hark, who's the town's emergency management director.
I know this is a great levee. I know it's strong. I've seen it built from start to finish.
Mark Twain would likely have poked fun at him. In his book, Life in the Mississippi, Twain liked to take jabs at the military engineers of the River Commission, the Army Corps of Engineers' predecessor. Twain called them fools for thinking they could tame, curb, or confine what he called that lawless stream. A unit of the Missouri Air National Guard had orders to do just that. I traveled downriver to St. Charles, Missouri to catch up with the troops. It was their fourth day filling sandbags and shoring up soaked levees. They joked that this mission wasn't exactly what they signed up for.
It's not the war on terror?
No, right now it's terror on water.
The man who farmed the field below the levee was confident his reinforced structure would hold. 3 days later, the river crested higher than expected, and the muddy waters poured over the top, splitting his earthen barrier in three. When I talked to him about his loss the other day, he seemed to take it all in stride. Like many who live along the Mississippi, he was resigned to wait for the waters to recede or for engineers to come up with a new plan to keep the river in its banks. Until then, as Mark Twain would say, it would be wise for the common man to keep still and lie low.
NPR's Carrie Kahn.